All right, we're having church. I'm already crying. Man. This is totally off the cuff. Where's Joe? Where's Joe? You just came up to talk to me over here. Where are you? Right there. So Joe was sitting at home, and he said the Holy Spirit told him to go to worship center. He attends here. Go to worship center and talk to Dustin. And he walked down in front during worship. That's who you saw. And he just wept with the Lord. The Holy Spirit is still moving, and he is drawing hearts to himself right now. Right in this hour, right at this time. And the spiritual awakening that Brother Keith shared starts with us. It starts with response and obedience to the Spirit. So I'm going to get to my message, but the Lord is here. And I just want to take a moment, just a second in silence to honor him. Let's just close our eyes. Jesus, have your way. We submit to you. You are healer. You are king. You are Lord. You are friend. Thank you for your presence, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's do this. Today I have the honor of continuing our Proverbs series called Pitfalls and the Wise Path. Just a quick reminder, Pastor Matt put together a devotional. You guys can pick that up on the way out. It's one chapter of Proverbs every day for this month. You know, we didn't meet last week, and you know, you come back on a Sunday like today, and it's like, wait, we're in a series? What's the topic? What's going on? You lose electricity, and it's like, what day is it? I don't even know. So we are in a six-week study of Proverbs, looking at how we grow in godly wisdom. Godly wisdom's the topic of the series, and it's the topic today. And if we're honest, every one of us needs godly wisdom. Every single one of us needs godly wisdom. Some of us need wisdom in relationship. Some of us need wisdom as parents. Can I get an amen? Some of us need wisdom in a situation or a decision that we are facing. And the truth is, most of us have enough information at hand. We have enough information, but what we need is godly wisdom. Wisdom that shows us, wisdom that tells us what to do, when to do it, and how to walk it out. And that's where Proverbs speaks. As we walk through this study together, it's important to understand that the book of Proverbs isn't merely about information. It's like, oh, this book of Proverbs is wonderful. There's so many one-liners. There's so much information in here. It's more than information. It is about transformation. The Bible holistically is about transformation of redemptive story. Repentance is good. A redemptive story of Jesus about transformation for us. It's about becoming the kind of person who walks wisely with God. And that wise path that we're going to focus on today, it's found in a life that walks with Jesus, follows the Holy Spirit, and is shaped by godly people. Those three things. So let's dive into Proverbs 13:20. If you have your Bibles, you can go there. It'll be on the screen as well. Proverbs 13:20, it says, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. So what does it actually mean to walk with the wise? Proverbs isn't simply telling us just to find smart people. It's inviting us into a way of life. Walking the wise path is a way of life. And one of the things that struck me the most in this scripture as I was preparing is one word, the first word that we read, walk. Walk with the wise. Do you notice it doesn't say run with the wise? It doesn't say sprint with the wise. It doesn't say stay busy and rush with the wise. It says walk. So today we all have the honor of going on a walk together. Walk with the wise. Walking implies relationship. Walking implies proximity. Walking implies pace. Walking implies all of those things, and that's one of our greatest challenges. And what I truly sense the Lord highlighting is that we live in a culture that does the opposite. We live in a culture that celebrates busyness. It celebrates efficiency. It celebrates busyness. It celebrates rushing. How are you? Great. Oh, I'm busy, man. I fall into that so many times. How are you? You know, someone's asking me, how am I? And my response is like, I'm busy. It's like, good for you, Dustin. We fall into that culture. It celebrates busyness. But wisdom slows down. Godly wisdom slows down. I remember in 2010, right after I was saved, I didn't grow up in church. I didn't know much about anything. And I would ask my mentors question after question after question. I really had no idea what I was doing, but I hungered and I thirsted for the Lord. I wanted more of Him and I wanted more of the Spirit in my life, but I didn't really know what to do. So I would ask so many questions. And I was talking to the mentor who invited me to church. And I remember this one time we were in a fellowship hall and I said, can I ask you a question, Scott? He said, of course. He was probably sick of my questions. I said, when will I actually feel like a new creation? When will I actually feel like a new being? Because I surrounded myself with scriptures, all the power and the authority that we have as believers, but I didn't really feel it in that moment. And I'll never forget it. I remember it just like it was yesterday. He looked at me right in the eyes, and he would look at me in the eyes often. And he said, dude, you need to slow down. Man, I miss him. I didn't understand it at the time. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm on this path, like, let's go. Now there's elements we have to get after, don't hear me wrong. I didn't completely understand it, but he was right, and now I completely understand it. Almost 16 years later, transformation isn't something that we force. Transformation happens as we walk with Jesus. That's how we become transformed in His image. And maybe someone here today needs to hear those same words. Dude, you need to slow down. You need to slow down or you're going to miss it. Because wisdom grows at the pace of walking. Wisdom grows at the pace of walking. So where does that walk begin? Point number one, walk with the wise one. It begins with the wise one, Jesus. This is simple for us this morning, but it's also complex. But it's simple because it's the simple gospel. Walk with the wise one. Proverbs says, walk with the wise and become wise. So the obvious question is, who is the wise? Ultimately, wisdom is not merely a principle. Wisdom is a person and His name is Jesus. We obey the words that Solomon wrote in Proverbs, but now one far greater has come and we have the opportunity to walk with Him every single day. He's creator of the universe, but He knows the hairs on your head. He's coming after us. in the most loving way possible. He's coming after our hearts this morning. And the gospel, it invites us to walk with the wise one. So I want to slow down a bit. In Isaiah, it's prophesied in chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. What a prophetic promise of our Savior. Do you see the image that's being created of Jesus? Paul later writes in Colossians 2, verse 3, in him, in Christ, lie all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. See, Jesus isn't simply just wise. He is the source of all wisdom. If he is the hidden treasure of wisdom, who do you think we need to tap into to grow in wisdom? Oh, Jesus is ready and willing and available for us. He wants us to discover it. And it's important to understand that you don't just become wise primarily by studying wisdom. You become wise by going through some stuff with the person who is wisdom itself. It is Jesus. He is all power. He is all wisdom of God. It's written in Corinthians. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, he adds on to that, for our benefit. Everyone say our. Louder, our. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Oh, do we grasp that, church? Do we grasp what's available at the feet of Jesus? Point by point, if we lined up the qualities of wisdom over here and we lined up the qualities of Jesus over here, those qualities would be the same. They're interchangeable, the qualities of obedience, the qualities of humility, the qualities of faithfulness, the qualities of patience, the quality of love. They're intertwined because he is wisdom itself. And wisdom is not something that Jesus just possesses on the side as one of his many things. Wisdom is who he is. So what does it look like practically to walk with Jesus? You know, we probably find ourselves saying that term like often. Are they walking with Jesus? It's like, yeah, okay. Are they walking with Jesus? No. Oh man, okay. What does that actually mean? What does it mean for us to walk with Jesus? It starts, number one, with relationship. It starts with relationship. We slow down and walk with him throughout our day. We slow down and walk with him throughout our day. You can't walk with Jesus if you are unwilling to slow down for him. I have to check myself. I've got all the things and I'm running out ahead and I'm being efficient. Man, if I don't slow down, Jesus might not be walking with me in that moment. Slow the pace, walk with the Lord. And I understand his presence is with us always. But do we actually walk with him? He wants to be with you. He longs to be with you. He wants to be included in our lives. The desire of his heart is you. King of kings and Lord of lords, but he desires personal relationship, close proximity with each and every one of us. Man, he longs for us. So what does it look like? It looks like talking to him throughout the day. It looks like becoming aware of his presence throughout the day, not just during a simple devotional time, but throughout your day, no matter what we're doing. We get to thank him. Jesus, thank you. We get to honor him. Lord, I honor you. We get to love on him. Jesus, I love you so much. Jesus, thank you for today. Jesus, I can't believe what you did for me. I can't believe that you died on a cross for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that, Jesus. Lord, help me in this meeting. It goes that way too. Jesus, I want more of your presence. Meet with me. I slow down to meet with you, Lord. He's faithful to show up and he's faithful to deliver. When we walk with Jesus, we carry an awareness of his presence. Carry an awareness of his presence that he is with us throughout the day. It can be driving to work, driving home from work. It can be folding laundry. It can be doing dishes. Whatever it is, bring Jesus into that scenario. Nothing too small that you do is too small for him. He wants to be a part of it in our lives. Walking with Jesus means cultivating ongoing conversation with him and an awareness of his presence. So if Jesus is wisdom himself, then the obvious question becomes, how do we walk with him today? Because Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. We know this. The answer is through the Holy Spirit. It is through the Holy Spirit. Point two, walk by the Holy Spirit. I want to hang out here for just a few minutes. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit plays a crucial role of the life and the ministry of Jesus. And at Jesus' baptism, the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus. It says, like a dove. Holy Spirit descends on Jesus. And in John, I want us to catch this. It says, the Spirit rested on him. In Matthew, it says, the Spirit settled on him. Those two words, rested and settled. In other words, the Spirit didn't simply visit Jesus. The Spirit rested, the Spirit settled, and the Spirit remained. So what does that have to do with wisdom? I'm starting to paint a picture, you guys. How would we walk through our life if we knew that the Holy Spirit was rested on us and it was settled on us? Do you see how that interchangeably goes hand in hand with wisdom? Spirit resting, Spirit settling. Okay, Lord, I'm walking in your wisdom. What does that mean? I'm walking through life with you, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, resting and settling on me. And that matters because Jesus didn't walk through life disconnected from the Spirit. What does that mean for you and me? How should we walk the same way that Jesus walked? He walked connected. He was abiding. He walked prayerfully. He walked attentively. You see that. You see that show up in the Gospels. That is how Jesus moved and operated through a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Do we walk by the Holy Spirit? If I grasped the magnitude of this, I probably wouldn't be in such a rush. If I grasped the idea of walking with the Spirit settling on me, descending on me, okay, Lord, what decisions do you want me to make right now? What do you want me to do, Lord? How do you want me to respond to this? That's how Jesus operated. Now, I want to say the Spirit-filled life isn't always calm. Sometimes I shout from the rooftops, but that's not what I'm getting at. I understand the Spirit will move and we must be prompted to respond in obedience when he does. And there are times it needs to be timely. Just like what Joe did this morning. But it's through a lens of wisdom. It's through a lens of godly wisdom. That's why wisdom is so important. The Holy Spirit doesn't merely lead us to do the right thing. He teaches us how to do the right thing in the right way. Wisdom helps us know when to speak and when to listen. The Holy Spirit helps us extend grace and speak the truth. The Spirit helps us to know when to be patient or when to have that carefrontation conversation. The Spirit teaches us when to move forward and when to wait. Think about the Spirit resting and settling on you. Jesus told his disciples to be as shrewd as snakes, but as gentle as doves. If he told me that, I would say, Lord, I love you, but I'm confused. Which one and when? The Spirit will teach you. The Spirit will guide you. The Spirit will reveal it to you. Intertwined, connected life, just how Jesus abided in the Father. We get to abide in the Spirit and Jesus the exact same way. So John 16, 13 through 14, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. What a promise. Verse 14, he will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. The Holy Spirit continually points us to Jesus, and walking by the Spirit is how we walk with Jesus today. Did you know it's possible to know God's will for your life, but not actually have wisdom on how to walk that out? Happens all the time. Our wisdom must match our knowledge and our giftings. I understand this firsthand. I knew that I was called to ministry years before I stepped into vocational ministry. I knew God's will, but I needed wisdom for how and when to walk it out. The Holy Spirit guided me, just like this scripture says, guided me into truth and his will. It was my duty to obey the leadings. Because here's what happens when we miss the Spirit. God is good, and he works for the good of those that are called according to his purpose. We heard that this morning. But there are certain doors that he wants you to walk through at the right time. If I would have walked through that door into ministry, I could have said, that's his will. But if I did that and I wasn't ready, surely God works for my good, but man, I might not be here today. The time wasn't right. I wasn't, quote unquote, developed. Man, the Spirit guided me in truth. And guess what? You get to hear from me today. Hallelujah. You don't need to clap, but thanks anyway. The Holy Spirit guided me into that truth. Ongoing relationship with him, ongoing conversation. Galatians 5:25, it says, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Every part of our lives, not just how the Spirit is leading in a ministry moment on a Sunday morning, or not just how he's leading in how we respond to worship. Every part of our lives, every single part. And walking by the Spirit means living by the Spirit rather than our own impulses. It would have been easy for me to jump into ministry, but I must admit that was driven by impulse rather than clearly what the Lord was leading. And when the time was right, the time was right. When we walk, we are more aware, we are more dependent, and we are less driven by our impulses. And walking with Jesus, it's not an occasional event. It's daily, every moment of every day. It's learning to live every day aware of his presence and responsive to his leading. So what does it actually look like? One way that it shows up for me is actually inviting the Holy Spirit into my decisions. A lot of times I'll catch myself, I'll say, Lord, this is what I wanna do. I'm going to do it. Now, Lord, bless me. Sometimes he does, and that's cool. But we bring him in beforehand. We bring him into decisions beforehand. What's this look like? Have you ever asked the Lord what he wants you to do? Have you ever asked the Lord what you should do? He's faithful to show up and direct you. And the Spirit will guide you into what it should be. Walking with the Spirit means asking first. Remember, settled, resting, let's ask the Spirit. How about before responding to an email? Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do with this? Because I'm feeling a certain way. Before responding to an email, before confronting somebody, before having a difficult, crucial conversation, before making a purchase. Man, I've been burned so many times on that. I'm sorry, hon, I love you. Before making a purchase, before accepting an opportunity. Holy Spirit, what do you think of this? I need your direction. A simple prayer is that. Holy Spirit, what do you think of this? And over time, here's the beauty in it. When we do that, what happens in our lives is the Holy Spirit gives us the mind of Christ. That's where the rubber meets the road on our spiritual formation. The Spirit starts to form the mind of Christ in us because it's a walk. Because we're walking with him. Wisdom isn't something you achieve. Back when I asked my mentor that question, I had that mind frame. It's something that I achieve. Transformation and growth and wisdom. I thought that I just achieved it. And that is not true. It's something you absorb from spending time with Jesus. Close proximity to him. Third point, another way that we walk the wise path is by walking with wise people. Point number three, walk with wise people. God will often use other people to help shape us. Can I get an amen? Amen. Proverbs 15:22, it says, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. Proverbs 19:20, get all the advice and instruction you can so you will be wise the rest of your life. God never intended that the wise path be a solo journey. Brothers and sisters in Christ to help sharpen you. I remember soon after I stepped onto staff at Worship Center, I guess one way to describe it was I was a pretty direct leader, and it got me in some trouble. I had a leader who I respect sit me down and say, Dustin, I like you, and I know you're not a jerk. Thank you. Just make sure other people don't need to debate that. Thanks. They knew my heart. They knew my heart, but they also knew that my actions didn't always communicate my heart. Did you ever feel that struggle? Wisdom in that moment for me was to slow down, to be teachable, to be moldable, and to ask the Lord to search my heart. I could have responded in what I felt like responding. You don't know me. You don't know me. Obviously, I wasn't going to respond like that. But it was an opportunity for me to lean into wise counsel from a wise person who was just trying to help me. And to be honest with you, that conversation changed me. It made me more aware of how I came across. It made me more aware of how I communicate. And it made me more aware of what people might see from me when I'm not at my best. That convo changed me. And that's exactly why God gives us wise people, because we all have blind spots. Every single one of us has blind spots, things that we can't see in ourselves. And God often uses people in our lives to help us see what we can't see on our own. The second half of Proverbs 13:20 says, associate with fools and get in trouble. Proverbs isn't teaching us to avoid people who don't know Jesus. It's teaching us how to walk in wisdom. It's teaching us to be careful of who influences us. Be careful of the influence in your lives. The people we constantly walk with shape the direction of our lives. Wisdom is contagious. Get in a room with some wise people, you're going to walk out feeling more wise. But guess what? Foolishness is also contagious. You get into a room with some fools, obviously no fools in here, but you get into a room with fools, you might be thinking a little more foolish. That's why wise counsel is really, really important. And this is why I feel this really strongly for all of you and even for me right now. The church needs spiritual mothers and fathers. We need spiritual mothers and fathers, not celebrities, not influencers, spiritual mothers and fathers. We need men and women who have walked with Jesus for years and can help others do the same. It's there for the taking, church. It's there for us to step into. We live in a generation that has endless content, but very little discipleship. Are you walking with somebody? Are you teaching them the way of the Lord? We have thousands of voices available to us, but not enough people who actually walk with one another. 1 Corinthians tells us, you have many instructors, but not many fathers. We all have many instructors, but not many mothers and fathers. Spiritual mothers and fathers. A spiritual father or mother has walked farther than you, carries wisdom you don't yet have, and loves you enough to tell you the truth. A spiritual father once told me, surround yourself with Paul's, Barnabas's, and Timothy's. Every believer needs a Paul ahead of them. Someone whose life points us toward Jesus. A Barnabas beside them, someone who encourages us to keep following Jesus. And a Timothy behind them, someone we're helping grow in Christ. Who is your Paul? Who is your Barnabas? Who is your Timothy? The wise path is walking closely with Jesus, listening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and choosing your circle wisely. The pitfall is trying to walk a wise path outside of God's presence and outside of God's people. Scared me. Some of us need to slow down and spend more time with Jesus. We have the opportunity every day to do it. Some of us need to slow down in decision making. Some of us need to stop trying to follow Jesus alone in your own strength. I want to ask you to stand to your feet this morning, and I'm not dismissing you. In just a moment, we're going to go back into a song, and I want to have a time of ministry down front. And I want you to just hear me on this while I'm not dismissing you. If it goes a little bit long and you have kids in ministry, you are free to go pick up your children. But I sense the Lord wants us to meet with him in a strong way. And I want to give us an opportunity to respond. This morning at the 9 a.m., people responded, but maybe you've been running, but Jesus is inviting you to walk. Maybe you've been making decisions without slowing down long enough to actually hear his voice. Maybe you're facing a situation where you say, Lord, I just need wisdom. If that's you, I want to invite you to the front. I want to invite you down to the altar, and we want to pray for you. I know it takes courage, but the Lord wants to meet with you. If you need direction or wisdom in your life, I want you to come. I'll pray for you. If you're hungry for more of Jesus, come. You know, the Bible says the Spirit of wisdom. If you need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit and you need wisdom in your life, come to the front and receive it. As people come down, the pastors that are here and the prayer team, I'd like to ask you to pray over those folks that are coming down. We're going to go back into worship, but the Lord wants to meet with you this morning. He wants to walk with us. He wants us to be someone that we ask, Lord, what is your opinion of this situation? Will you help me, Jesus? He's faithful to show up. Come, don't let the person next to you hold you back. Breakthrough. Breakthrough this morning in Jesus' name.